Life presents challenges. So we want to know what's real. We want to know, how do we size up, approach, engage, ultimately make it through or conquer the challenges that are before us. So we're real, so the world says. Changing our reality gives you the opportunity to see the diversity of cultures, to see in more of a contextual method versus a knowledge. Let me say, just of a text, of a happening, of an experience. Your view is worth. Now we're gonna grab two words here. Your view is worth your value in you. The pull continues on in your life and in anyone's life as you endeavor to find your way. And worth is always established by the outsider looking in. Worth is what they will meet you in negotiations to pay or give you for or. You see, because the worth is established by the community's need for what you bring to the table. That they can see, that they are aware of. So your worth is always tempered or relative to how others have perceived you. And unfortunately, for the most part, in lives of everyone, the worth that is communicated from those around you and those within your proximity, your circle, is also affected by their ambition to see their purpose fulfilled, their dreams come to pass. So your worth is diminished, unfortunately, again, by those around you in their pursuit of their own, if I use the word utopia, or their road or their journey or whatever they're trying to achieve. The other word is value. Value. Worth, and I'll give a similarity if I could in my eyes of sight, in my mind's eye, in my understanding. Worth is similar to the stock market. Your worth will climb and your worth will decline. Your worth will increase, your worth will decrease. Your worth will be relevant and your worth will be irrelevant. That's how you will, or people will sum you up. But the value comes into play when that fluctuating thing that's being valued, I'm sorry, worth it or not worth it, that is being valued in the sense of money, in the sense of usefulness to someone else's program, someone else's situation, someone else's journey. Once the person or the object gets to the point that they're tired of going back and forth and back and forth, they come to us a place, a reckoning, a place of reckoning, a crossroad, if you will. They come to that place, and that place they see themselves. Why? Because they can't do it anymore. The things that they utilize to, should I say, hold up, sustain, support the image that everyone else wanted them to be is wearing out. The muscles, the strength, the ambition, the zeal is wearing out. So now they're coming, and you're coming to yourself And as you come to yourself, you start to see value, because if you allow it to continually to deplete and be used up, whether for their, and I'm talking about whatever system or whatever group or community you're trying to impress, if you want to use that word, or fit into. We don't even want to use impress anymore. We want to use fit into, because you see yourself as different, so you want to fit into it. They will utilize you as long as you're useful to their cause. And then your value in their eyesight, which is really worth, begins to decrease. And it is at some point that you have to see the value in who you are, or else you will fall into an abyss of darkness and depression and an abyss of lost state of being. And hence we can talk about he came to seek and save that which was lost in an abyss of darkness, of sin, of incorrectness, because you got lost in the hypocrisy, if you will. Now take it in its true meaning. If you listen to anything that I've shared, you know how I'm bringing it across in its true meaning. You're lost in the hypocrisy or the uniforms that life has presented to sustain the idea that someone else has presented for you. Give another example. An example of an officer, a fireman, a waiter, a waitress, a teacher. Those are uniforms. Those are things that we allow to use. We allow ourselves to be used as channels in those capacities to present what we feel is our burden or our calling or our purpose in that field. Those are uniforms. Those are roles. But once they all begin to run out, and the muscles that they carry to impress those communities, you bring ambition to whatever job you're doing and work or whatever you're a part of, you bring joy to it, you bring enthusiasm, you bring excitement, you bring that that they need to get going. That will not always be so, though you will hope it will be. And the abyss that we get lost into is we continue on down the same path, not realizing that we ourselves may have confused value with worth. We're no longer worth what we once were to whatever we're a part of. And we recognize it. Sometimes they say we're just being hard on ourselves because we want more. No, you value what you bring to the table. And if you value what you have been blessed by your life's story to bring to the table, then the time that you are spending is not worth it to you. Your value has now become clearer to you because you're tired of it being put to the side. You're tired of being manipulated by those who determine whether you're capable or not capable, whether you're effective or not effective, because they're all deciding on the now, not realizing that some of us bring seed to the table to plant the furtherance of whatever ever it is that's to go forward. So a prodigal, you have a different view. Your value have been discovered by who other than you, and who revealed it to you other than God? Now, let's grab that word. Greg, what is your understanding of the word God? It's exactly like your understanding of God. You recognize when God speaks to you. Though we may not speak some of the same dialect, some of the same languages, or we may not even have the same breakdown in our formulation of sentences and paragraphs and communication, but we have one thing in common. And that is a willingness, a willing heart. You see, it wasn't man that established the go-between, but it was God. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness. And for any language or culture, it's what's right. It's to fulfill what you know as your God-given purpose. You want to know what's right. And it said, they shall be filled. So God made that promise to everyone. So in that aspect, we're equal. Our hunger is derived from the spiritual being within inside of us to know what's right. Not to compare, not to debate, not to value or devalue someone else, or not to figure out if someone else is worth it or not. But it helps establish our value, your value, what you're worth in the eyesight of God. Worth is what you can tangibly exchange, what you can, through intellect and negotiation, come to a conclusion with. That's the worth. What will I give in exchange? And the Lord asked it in this way. He said, what will a man give in exchange for his soul? What doth a man profit if he gain the whole world and lose his soul? If your worth exceeds the number that anyone out here can imagine, whatever that number may be, your worth in their eyes can also be diminished by their lack of need for you. So your worth in their eyes could change overnight. Their worth and what they see in you can change through a circumstance, through an experience, through an occasion, through a trauma, through an argument. It can change that fast. That's not value. That can change in their eyes. And if it does, the value inside of you says, that's okay. I know who I am. And not through manipulation or any schemes or any philosophy or any wisdom that you've gained, but just that you know your value and you value you. Because you are the object of the value of another that thought you were worth it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. How do you believe in him? You believe in what he told you, that you were worth it. He believed you. You believed him when he said that he came to seek and save that which was lost. It wasn't another that had to wake you up, but the one that was inside you latched on to those words, those invitations, those promises, because they came from a place that you were familiar with prior to your arrival in your natural form in one of your other realities. And I don't want to sound spooky or crazy, but if you can bring it to where you are, you understand. But just to clarify for anyone that may still have a question, you've played Cowboys and Indians in your living room. You've played Warriors. You played whatever in your imagination right where you are. You transported yourself through your imagination to that place. And that place became real to you. And the experiences there changed your way of thinking, your way of appreciation, your way of going forward. And that's what happens in your value before him. The more you involve yourself in the goodness of what is trying to take you to a place to understand what's right. Prodigals. They've been let down, and they have let others down. They've been used, and they've used others. But when you come to yourself, because you've played both sides of the hand, you are now equipped to help those that are being manipulated by those that control the hands. Old saying, the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. It's true. Your progenitors, those that come before you, do rule your world to some degree. And it only rules the worlds that follow you if you do nothing about it and don't introduce you, your value. If you do not introduce you, then the crooked path will continue. Then the wayward path will continue because you will not interject you. You have to value you. you have to see value in you. And that begins with recognizing that the one who is shining on you wants you to allow him to reflect through you. That you would light, let your light so shine before men that they see your good works, yours, and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Yours. You got to take ownership. You got to see it. You, that pull that continues. That pull. Part of that pull is timing. Timing. When is the right time? Again, we'll look at you and we'll look at how the you is shaped. Let's just use it here in English language. You. Phonetically. The you is a turnaround. Look at what God has given you. Look back at you. Go to your example of Moses. What is that in your hand? David, what was that you used? You used the rocks in the field, in the stream, just as you've used the staff. What's in your hand? What's already given to you? What you already have is a key ingredient to moving you forward. What do you mean forward? Am I going to elevate in my job? What am I going to elevate in my social status and my financial status? No, it's going to move you forward to hear his voice even better. And again, we're going to talk about, you know what I'm talking about. We're not talking about anything magical because God forbid that's an abomination. We're not going to talk about anything that's mystical again because I don't believe in that nonsense. I believe in that each one of us know in part that we serve and we have a sovereign God. And when I say serve, it's either you're serving on one side or the other. Either you're serving to enforce and to further the message of the kingdom, or you're fighting against it. But either way, you're a servant of God, if the supreme being. And his wisdom, being that it's beyond ours, his ways that was declared are beyond our finding out. Our explanation or understanding of the heart being deceitful above all things and desperately wicked, and who can know it? To understand that he once said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. With all those involved, I believe that he shows each one of us the way. It's just that, do you trust it? Are you going further into what he is showing you? Because it brings boldness. It brings only contentment in him. It brings joy unspeakable that is full of glory. It brings peace in the middle of the storm. It brings peace when there is no storm. It supplies your needs that are way beyond your imagination, but according to someone else's riches, because it's definitely not yours. It brings understanding, therefore eliminates the fog of the imagination and the mind. It brings truth, so it brings freedom. It brings the spirit, so it brings the anointing, so jams and problems and prisons and distractions are now stumbling blocks of challenges that allow you to step up closer to the master. What does it bring for you? It brings hope because you build upon it. You build upon the answers that you weren't expecting, and you build upon the answers that you were expecting.
brings hope. That's what I believe. I believe that you are a new creature. I believe that this life will come to an end. I believe that it is appointed unto man once to die. I believe that we will give an account for what we've done in our body. I believe that the invitation is to everyone that are under the bondage and the curse of the sin of Adam. Come unto me, all that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest so you can complete the task in front of you, the challenges. Why change our reality? Well, we'll give you an example of a reality that was changed. Jesus said, I need to go through Samaria for a reason that he knew, and he knew it alone. But those around him, even those involved directly and indirectly, would have no clue on what was going on. But he did. He did. And as they went through and it took place even there, lack of awareness of what's going on, they began to ask questions as, why are you doing this? Even the lady involved says, what is it, a Jew with a Samaritan? I believe that God crosses our paths when he chooses. I believe that you are where you are because God has chosen you. And your response to him, regardless of tradition, regardless of society, regardless of outcome, respond to the next question or the next statement he said to her. If you knew who this was that's asking you for drink, you would ask of him. And he would give you well springing up to everlasting life. Think about it. Even in your state of wherever you are and whatever boundaries they have set, the you is having that conversation with him. The you. And it is at that conversation that you make a decision and realize that all the restrictions and the boundaries that they set were false, because he came to you because you are valuable to him. Changing our reality. Now, sometimes you may see I go sometimes over different places and come from different areas, but in totality, it's you, the prodigal, that change, that need to change. You don't need to change anyone else. You change. You allow yourself to be transformed. Because as you're changed, no one needs to know but God. Your moves then become indicative of your change. So your moves now become confusing to them. Change the word, becoming the thing that confounds them, because now you're on a different path. The you, you've accepted your lot in life. You've accepted the journey that you're on, and now you have decided to put those pieces of that puzzle, of that journey together, and listen with your brothers and your sisters from different places for the other pieces and get a better view of where we are in Christ and his schedule. Said, no man knows the hour that the Son of Man will return. Said, the Father put that in his own power. But he did give us a responsibility. No man know, but guess who would see him? Those that are looking. That's why it's important to put those pieces together. This is our reality. This is your reality. We pray for governments. We pray for our leaders. We pray for kings. We pray for those that have been established. We pray for them, for peace, so we could live peaceably. But we live ourselves and our lives according to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. According to thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Why? Because we are peaceable. We follow peace with all men. So we pray for peace. And the peace that we're praying for, we recognize through the changing of our reality and the testimony of others and the life transformations that we've witnessed, and we believe. We know who the Prince of Peace is. It's not for everyone to know, and everyone will never know. But only they that are hungry, those that say yes. PSM, COR, Prodigal Sons Ministry. Shake yourself. Share it. We're on YouTube as well. We don't do as much on YouTube, but we do some things. I just want to see if we can... We'll do some more things as we begin to share in other places. But God bless you. God bless you. This is over 30 years in the making. And it's so much deeper than I've even shared. I have so many different avenues to speak from. I just need someone to respond and say, you know, can you talk about this? Can you address that? I would love to. Different topics, different things, maybe challenges, things that are challenging you. You know, it's not about a person coming to another person and saying, look, I have this issue and what I need is done is this. No, it's not about us figuring out our own path and just getting someone else to affirm it or confirm it with us the same way we think it should go. But it's us hearing the word of the Lord. It's us hearing what is being spoken from the inside. And it is us acting upon that. And that's how we bring it to the forefront. Prodigal Sons Ministry is changing our reality. If your community needs help, what's going on? Let's talk about it. We'll pray about it. We'll seek about it. But most importantly, we'll do something about it. By His grace and in His name, the kingdom is open. If you have something that you can bring to the table and you would like to be a part of this ministry, please reach out. Reach out. And I'm still adding the different links together to make that possible. So reach out by a question or just a share or share something back with me. You know, everything's available through these different channels, and I don't know how you see it or how you receive it. But it's important to connect these dots, especially during this time where the world has no clue where they are going. And when I say that, I'm talking about the system. And if the system is out of whack, then those that are dependent on the system is out of whack. How do you change it? You change your reality. Change your reality. Let's help the future generations. Let's help be prepared when the time of refreshing comes from the presence of the Lord. Let's just be ready. In Jesus' name, thank you.